अथ त्रयस्त्रिंशः सर्गः। ततः शूर्पणखादीना रावणम् लोकरावणम् अमात्यमध्ये सङ्क्रुद्धा परुषम् वाक्यमब्रवीत्। प्रमत्तः कामभोगेषु स्वैरवृत्तो निरङ्कुशः समुत्पन्नम् भयम् घोरम् बोद्धव्यम् नावबुध्यसे। सक्तम् ग्राम्येषु भोगेषु कामवृत्तम् महीपतिम् लुब्धम् न बहुमन्यन्ते श्मशानाग्निरिव प्रजाः। स्वयम् कार्याणि यः कालेनानुतिष्ठति पार्थिवः स तु वै सह राज्येन तैश्च कार्यैर्विनश्यति। अयुक्तचारम् दुर्दर्शमस्वाधीनम् नराधिपम् वर्जयन्ति नरादूरान्न दीपङ्कमिव द्विपाः। येन रक्षन्ति विषयमस्वाधीनम् नराधिपाः तेन वृद्ध्या प्रकाशन्ते गिरयः सागरे यथा। आत्मवद्भिर्विगृह्यत्वम् देवगन्धर्वदानवैः। अयुक्तचारश्चपलः कथम् राजा भविष्यसि। त्वम् तु बालस्वभावश्च बुद्धिहीनश्च राक्षसा। ज्ञातव्यम् तन्न जानीषे कथम् राजा भविष्यसि। येषाम् चाराश्च कोशश्च नयश्च जयताम्बरा अस्वाधीना नरेन्द्राणाम् प्राकृतैस्ते जनैः समाः। यस्मात् पश्यन्ति दूरस्थान् सर्वानर्थान् नराधिपाः। चारेण तस्मादुच्यन्ते राजानो दीर्घचक्षुषः। अयुक्तचारम् मन्ये त्वाम् प्राकृतैः सचिवैर्युतः। स्वजनम् च जनस्थानम् निहतम् नावबुध्यसे। चतुर्दशसहस्राणि रक्षसाम् भीमकर्मणा हतान्येकेन रामेण खरश्च सह दूषणः। ऋषीणामभयम् दत्तम् कृतक्षेमाश्च दण्डकाः। धर्षितम् च जनस्थानम् रामेणाक्लिष्टकारिणा। त्वम् तु लुब्धः प्रमत्तश्च पराधीनश्च राक्षसा। विषये स्वे समुत्पन्नम् यद्भयम् नावबुध्यसे। तीक्ष्णमल्पप्रदातारम् प्रमत्तम् गर्वितम् शठम् व्यसने सर्वभूतानि नाभिधावन्ति पार्थिवम्। अतिमानिनमग्राह्यमात्मसम्भावितम् नरम् क्रोधनम् व्यसने हन्ति स्वजनोऽपि नराधिपम्। नानुतिष्ठति कार्याणि भयेषु न बिभेति च। क्षिप्रम् राज्याच्युतो दीनस्तृणैस्तुल्यो भवेदिह। शुष्ककाष्ठैर्भवेत्कार्यम् लोष्ठैरपि च पांसुभिः। न तु स्थानात् परिभ्रष्टैः कार्यम् स्याद्वसुधाधिपैः। उपभोक्तम् यथा वासस्रजो वा मृदिता यथा। एवम् राज्यात् परिभ्रष्टः समर्थोऽपि निरर्थकः। अप्रमत्तश्च यो राजा सर्वज्ञो विजितेन्द्रियः। कृतज्ञो धर्मशीलश्च स राजा तिष्ठते चिरम्। नयनाभ्याम् प्रसुप्तो वा जागर्ति नयचक्षुषा। व्यक्तक्रोधप्रसादश्च स राजा पूज्यते जनैः। त्वम् तु रावण दुर्बुद्धिर्गुणैरेतैर्विवर्जितः। यस्य ते विदितश्चारैरक्षसाम् सुमहान् वधः। परावमन्ता विषयेषु सङ्गवान्न देशकालप्रविभागतत्त्ववित्। अयुक्तबुद्धिर्गुणदोषनिश्चये विपन्नराज्यो न चिराद्विपत्स्यसे। इति स्वदोषान् परिकीर्तितांस्तया समीक्ष्य बुद्ध्या क्षणदाचरेश्वरः। धनेन दर्पेण बलेन चान्वितो विचिन्तयामास चिरम् स रावणः। इत्यार्षे श्रीमद्रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे त्रयस्त्रिंशः सर्गः।
अरण्यकाण्ड केन्टो 33 शूर्पणखा ट्विट्स रावण। गेटिंग हाईली एनरेज्ड दि अफ्लिक्टेड शूर्पणखा then addressed the following harsh words to Ravana, who made people cry by his tyranny and oppression in the midst of his ministers. Being strongly attached to sense enjoyments, Licentious and unbridled, you do not perceive the frightful danger that has cropped up and which ought to be perceived. The people do not hold in high esteem a rapacious monarch attached to vulgar sense enjoyments and acting according to his will any more than the fire in a crematorium. That monarch who does not personally attend to his affairs gets ruined, without doubt, along with his kingdom as well as those affairs. People shun from a distance the king who has not appointed spies, is difficult to behold for his subjects, and is not self-dependent, even as elephants shun the mud in a river. Those rulers of men who do not reclaim a territory which is no longer under their control do not shine through prosperity any more than mountains submerged in an ocean. Having entered into a conflict with gods, Gandharvas and demons who are masters of their self, and having not appointed spies, how can you hope to continue as a king, fickle as you are? You are undoubtedly childish of disposition and devoid of intelligence and do not know what ought to be known, O ogre. How then will you continue to be a king? Those rulers of men whose spies and coffers and policy too are not under their control, O jewel among the victorious, are as good as laymen. Because rulers of men are able to perceive all remote things through their spies, hence they are called far-sighted. I firmly believe you have not appointed spies in your kingdom, inasmuch as you, being assisted by untutored counselors, do not know of your own people having been killed and the area inhabited by them devastated. 14,000 ogres of terrible deeds, as also Kara with Dushana, have been made short work of by Rama single-handed. An assurance of safety has been vouchsafed to rishis, the seers of Vedic mantras. The forest of Dandaka has been rendered secure for them, and Janasthana devastated by Rama of unwearied action. You, on the other hand, are avaricious, careless, and a slave of passion, inasmuch as you do not perceive the danger that has cropped up in your own territory, O ogre. All beings decline to rush in succor of a monarch in distress who is severe, niggardly, careless, proud, and deceitful. Even his own people kill in adversity a man or a ruler of men excessively vain, worth disowning, and egotistic. A king who does not perform his duties and is not apprehensive even in the face of dangers is soon deprived of his kingdom and reduced to a wretched condition and becomes of no more worth than straw in this world. Some purpose may be served by dry pieces of wood, even clods and dust, but no purpose can be served by monarchs fallen from their position. Just as a used garment or a squeezed garland becomes useless for others, so even a powerful king deprived of his kingdom becomes useless. That king who is vigilant knows everything about himself and his enemy, whose senses are fully controlled, who recognizes the services of others, and is pious by disposition, continues on his throne for long. That king who, though fast asleep with his eyes closed, remains awake with his eye of prudence wide open, and whose frown and favor are manifest in the form of punishment and reward, is honored by the people. You, however, O Ravana, are silly and utterly destitute of all these virtues, inasmuch as the great slaughter of ogres has remained unknown to your spies. Showing disrespect to others, full of attachment to the pleasures of sense, not knowing in reality the right division of time and place, and having never applied your mind to the task of determining the merits and demerits of a thing or proposition, you will find your sovereignty endangered and perish soon. Examining with his mind his own weaknesses recounted by her, the celebrated Ravana, the lord of night stalkers, possessed as he was of opulence, vanity, and might, reflected for long. Thus ends Canto 33 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.